Nolte, meets Peter Baker chides Trump for fighting non-existent crime crisis in D.C. Here's how he can prove it. By John Nolte on August 12, 2025. Citing a non-existent crime crisis, Trump plans to take over the Washington, D.C. police and put troops in the streets of the nation's capital, wrote the New York Times' Peter Baker. He added, the worst single-day crime spree in modern Washington history, of course, took place on January 6, 2021. And then this, Trump himself has been convicted of 34 felonies and is the first criminal elected president. Baker is not an opinion columnist for the far-left New York Times. He's their chief White House correspondent. Yes, Baker identifies as a journalist. He even goes so far as to hurl this nonsense about D.C. crime sitting at a 30-year low. Except. And even if those stats were correct, so what? Washington, D.C., is still a mismanaged, Democrat-run shithole when it should be America's crown jewel city. It is our nation's capital, most importantly. The U.S. Constitution is not unclear about who should control the city. The Congress shall have power to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, not exceeding 10 miles square, as may, by cession of particular states, and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. The fact that the idiots in Congress handed home rule to Washington, D.C. in 1973 does not override the Constitution. Besides, home rule has obviously failed. And it's not just all the crime in D.C. that's a problem. There is also rampant homelessness, drug abuse, and a failed government-run school system. Democrats have complete control over our capital city and have, as they always do, destroyed it, especially for those who live there. But the public relations issue is no small thing. Trump is correct to worry about what the condition of our capital tells the rest of the world, be it tourists or world leaders, when they visit. What's more, it does not need to be like this. We can fix this. We now know how to clean up our cities. The genius broken windows policing philosophy works. Broken windows is how Rudy Giuliani saved New York City in the 90s. But back to limousine liberal Peter Baker. These people never change. To further their fascist agenda, they are more than happy to sacrifice the law-abiding poor to lives of squalor in crime-infested neighborhoods and failing schools. He doesn't want to help the poor experience better living conditions because doing so would prove that his leftist agenda is a failure. So he actually argues, his words, there's a non-existent crime crisis in Washington, D.C. Okay, journalist. Prove it. Since the crime crisis is non-existent, take a walk through these non-existent crime areas after dark. Park your car in these non-existent crime areas with a suitcase visible in the back seat. Put a sign outside your residence that says, "This home doesn't own guns." And let's remember that even if crime is at a 30-year low in D.C., that statistic is only relative to D.C. and doesn't include juvenile crime, which is a growing problem. Peter Baker and the New York Times don't care about the law-abiding poor. They only care about affirming their far-left, predominantly white, wealthy, elitist subscriber base with what they want to hear, which is that Trump is always wrong. To people like Peter Baker, the poor, predominantly non-white residents of D.C. are cannon fodder in his ongoing war against the bad orange man. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.